You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishore. Married couples in China may now have up to 3 children. That is the announcement today from China's government. For decades, of course, China limited couples to 1 child. That cap was raised in 2016 to 2 children. Now it is 3. Stephen McDonnell is the BBC's China correspondent. He joins us from Beijing. Good morning.
How are you going?
Good, good. This change in policy comes after new census numbers showed China's working age population shrank over the last decade, while the number of people older than 65 rose. Is that not mission accomplished for Chinese policymakers? Why would that set off alarm bells for China's leaders and lead them to allow more births?
Well, the trouble is, it's how you think about it. I mean, in some ways, the one-child policy certainly worked in terms of its goals. They stopped a booming population, so much so that they thought, well, let's ease this off then to a two-child policy. But that two-child policy easing didn't represent a sort of explosion in births. According to this most recent census, birth rates now are roughly the same as the 1960s. Now, on the one hand, that's okay, except that you now have an aging population here, and the government is worried it won't have enough young people coming into the workforce, paying taxes and what have you, funding the retirement of more and more old people. And so the idea is encourage more births to somehow get out of the problem in that way.
Does allowing couples to have more children mean they will have more children?
No, is the short answer. It doesn't, especially in China. Maybe the Chinese government's thinking, we'll ease it off to 3, and at least some of those who are prepared to have 2 will go 1 extra, so it'll at least mean some more kids. But I've spoken to so many couples covering this story, and they'll tell you again and again, there's no way I would consider having more kids than 1. And there are many reasons for this. One is they think that I'd rather give 1 child a much better chance at life than spreading out my income amongst several kids. Another reason is that you now have generations of people in China who aren't used to the experience of having brothers and sisters, and they just think small families is the way to go.
Stephen McDonnell is the BBC's China correspondent in Beijing. Thank you so much.
Glad to talk to you.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.